Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Earlier this morning, we dispensed some health advice. We talked about
never do that.
Well, I'm about to do it again. I won't even blame you. If you don't want to be a part of this, I will say this comes directly from Dr. Farwell. But earlier this morning, I said...
It's so unnerving to hear you, call yourself that.
I was in school long enough to become one. It's just because I got held back a few grades, whatever. So we talked about the apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Right.
Screw that. Just have a spoonful of cinnamon, right? So that's what you need to do to clear out all of the things, and including the viruses. Well, now I'm about to tell you one of the super healthiest things you can do for yourself besides have a spoonful of cinnamon every day, and you might like this one better, sleep naked. You're welcome.
Sleep
making
naked.
Making babies all over Kitwat.
Well, that's not sleeping. That's sexy time.
I got it, but if you're going to, before you fall asleep.
See, this is the thing.
And
that's
you climb
thing.
Into the bed naked, I'm suggesting something else might happen before you sleep. That's all I'm saying.
It probably
right,
would.
Exactly.
Chances are better anyway.
Right?
Why do I have to sleep naked?
It helps regulate your body temperature. So for guys, this is really important because testosterone production can be reduced if you're too hot, you see? So you want to regulate your body temperature, and sleeping naked can help a couple bond. It can create intimacy, and it may even give you a boost of confidence. There you go.
Because you're in the dark and naked? Is that why the confidence is boosted?
Might be it.
I like to go to sleep clothed because I'm freezing, but then I wake up naked sometimes because the hormones,
well,
right? Women's hormones go crazy. So sometimes you're like, you wake up and you're like, I swear to God, I had a nightgown on when I went to bed. What happened to it? Wasn't sexy time. What happened? Oh, yeah. I woke up feeling like I was in a burning inferno and I was going to die. So I ripped it from my body and threw it on the floor. And then I went back to sleep.
I like it when it's hot in the bed. It can never be too warm. I need complete and utter warmth to sleep all the time.
Spoken like a person with testosterone and not estrogen.
That's fine.
And hot flashes.
Also, big believer in the naked sleeping thing.
Are you?
Come on, create that intimacy. Yes.
Oh, I'm learning a lot about you.
Dr. Farwell is in.
It's getting increasingly uncomfortable and kind of filthy.
8:22. Country 106.7 traffic. I'm not offering any sort of exams. I'm just saying.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.